we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. Here's what it says. I am the Lord, God says, who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy. To be holy means to be set apart. It does not mean to run off and hide in a cave so as not to have contact with the world. To be holy means to live in purity and moral integrity as we go about the business of our lives. To be holy means that we strive to live apart from the things that oppose God and the things that God opposes. Our standard for holiness is not a set of rules or an abstract religious system. Our standard is not our mentor or a strong Christian friend. Our standard for holy living is none other than God Himself. He alone is holy. Now, it's true that absolute holiness cannot be achieved in our lifetime. And in our humanity, we will always miss the mark. But it should be the believer's desire to be involved in this process of spiritual growth, to conform our lives to God's holy standard. This should be our desire as we continually depend on the Spirit to control our attitudes and our thoughts and our desires and our actions. While we will never live sinless lives on this earth, it is possible by the strength of the Spirit to sin less and obey more. That's the high standard to which God has called His children, and that should be the desire of all His children. Father, help us to pinpoint a sin that seems to constantly trip us up. We depend on You to resist it day by day, moment by moment. Help us so that sin will be less of a threat in our walk with You. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.